Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. Welcome to my podcast, Journey from Grief to Healing. Grieving is difficult. I know. I lost my best friend and wife after a long marriage. In this series of podcasts, you'll discover what you are experiencing physically and emotionally is normal. Healing is possible. Remember, love always wins. Life will get better. Episode 114. I'm curious. When I was in school, my penchant for curiosity cost me many an after-school detention. It wasn't pretty, for me or my parents. The punishment didn't stop the curiosity bug from continuing to bite me. If I see or read something interesting, I'll chase it down. My curiosity bug often sends me to YouTube. This morning, for example, I queried YouTube and asked for videos that would show me how to get rid of stains in my microwave. I watched a few and then went to work. My microwave is stain-free. That is, until the next time I use it. When I refreshed the YouTube screen, a YouTube suggestion showed up on healing emotional trauma. It was only 3 minutes long, so I watched it. The speaker said there was research that showed that for every 3 years in a relationship, one needs a year to grieve after the relationship ends. He suggested being kind to oneself because healing from grieving takes time. I totally agree with that. I'm not familiar with the research he cited, but I thought about it. I took the number of years I was married to Babe and divided by 3. She'll have died 8 years ago this coming August. It still stings. There's still a hole in the soul. As I reflected on that bit of knowledge, it began to explain a lot of things to me about my behaviors, thought processes, and feelings during the past 8 years. I thought about all the advice others had given me about moving on, and I thought about my own beliefs about moving on. I thought about my actions about moving on. I thought about widowed friends and how they are living their lives. That brief bit of knowledge increased my understanding of myself and others who experience grieving. 1 year of grieving for each 3 years of a relationship may or may not be true. I'm not sure it is a hard and fast rule. What is true about the data piece is that healing from grieving takes time. The amount of time is different for each of us. At the present moment, for example, I'm sitting in my study working on this podcast script. I look to my right, and I see Babe's photo. She's smiling at me. I smile back at the photo. I don't feel sad. I feel good. I'm in a good place, a good state. What I feel is a hole. It's something I've learned to live with. It's there. I know it would be foolish of me to sit back and not try to enjoy life until the hole within is filled. I'm not sure it will ever be filled. Perhaps some of you have felt the same kind of hole within. It's not healthy to wait to go on living until we're free of all grieving symptoms. We don't stay home from work when we have a runny nose. We go to work. We'll go about our business while we wait for a dental appointment to take care of a dental problem. When our back hurts, we still get out of bed and bumble along the best we can. We don't get better by sitting down and waiting for it to get better. We have a responsibility to ourselves and to those who love us to rise up and join the ranks of the living. Imagine you are paddling a canoe down a river. It's a beautiful summer's day. The river takes a turn and you see that you are headed for a waterfall. What do you do? If you stay the course and head over the waterfall, who knows what fate will befall you? Or do you paddle to the shore and portage around the waterfall? We can apply this to our lives. When we recognize the waterfalls in our lives, for example, going into a depression, falling into a deep sadness, we know what happens if we give in to those emotions. We can interrupt the pattern and do something different. Psychologists often use pattern interrupts to help clients overcome negative thought patterns. A pattern interrupt is an unexpected action that interrupts a behavior or a thought pattern. It can be something as simple as a whistle blowing, someone clapping you on the back that you didn't expect, or it can be you taking action and simply walking outside and getting away from whatever you were doing. Poet Wendell Berry offers a path through the grieving cycle in his poem, The Peace of Wild Things. Berry writes, When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water, and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things, who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day-blind stars, waiting with their light. For time, I rest in the grace of the world and am free. We can choose any type of pattern interrupt, and we can become free, as Berry said, for a few moments. We can sing out loud. We can go for a walk. We can go work in our garden. We can drive to a coffee shop and get our favorite drink. The key for us is to interrupt our thoughts by interrupting the environment we're in. We've suffered enough. We don't have to add to our suffering if we choose not to. Poet William Davies writes in his poem, Life is Jolly, "This life is jolly, oh, let others know they die, enough to know I live, and make no question why. I care not whence I came, neither whither I shall go. Let others think of these, this life is jolly, oh, life is good. Perhaps you, like me, have a hole to carry about. We can't let that stop us from embracing life. It's there in front of us, beside us, and behind us, waiting for us to join in. Let's jump in. No holding on to the edges. Splash around and enjoy life. It's a gift that is given to us. Let's not waste a moment. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Enjoy life. Do something different. Break that pattern of thinking sad thoughts and going into a state of depression. You know good things are waiting for you. They truly are. Keep your eyes up ahead. Maybe you'll see them today. Never quit and never give up." If you like this podcast, please share it with a friend who walks with us on our grieving journey. Please subscribe to get notifications of future episodes. You can also check out my blog, Looking on the Bright Side, at dancingalone530.com. It's all positive and uplifting. If you have a story as to how you are becoming stronger and more hopeful each day, I'd like to hear from you. Email me at ray.breese, B-R-E-S-E, @gmail.com. Have a great day and stay strong. Never quit.